exalted far above the earth and sky.
Genesis, turn in your Bibles if you would please. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And when you get to 1, come back to number 2. Back to number 2. In Genesis chapter 1, the creative work of our God, creating everything. Then we come to Genesis chapter 2. But let me say this. Today is the day that's celebrated, honoring our sisters who have labored, put up with the children. We thank God for our sisters here at this congregation. The love that you have for the Lord, the example that you have for setting, the example that you set for your children. And certainly our prayers are continually with you. It's been a busy weekend for many. If you walk with me in the book of Genesis, the creative week, I shan't be long. You say, don't say that. Peace. All is well. Come with me now to the book of Genesis. Chapter 2. And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was not good, but very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Backing up to chapter 1. Let's start at verse 25 for the sake of time. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that was creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And in verse 26 of chapter 1, and God said, let us make man. How? In our image, after our likeness. And let them have, are you there? Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Talking about humans. So God created man in his own image. And in the image of God created he him. And then the latter part of the verse says, male and female created God, or created he them. Blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish. That's a big job. Replenish the earth. Adam and his wife Eve. Mother's Day in Richmond, Virginia. Respecting, giving honor to the tremendous challenges that mothers face in this 21st century. I believe sincerely that their challenges were fewer 75 years ago, and children obeyed when mothers spoke to them because they knew about the ironing cord. But in these modern days, as I've said heretofore from the pulpit, that the manufacturers changed what they did with the ironing cord. Now the irons come with the ironing cord attached. But when some of you all coming along, it plugged in and you unplugged it. And you use it in a different way. And the children learn quickly. Boy, that ironing cord has more sting than a switch. And those mothers knew how to use that ironing cord. But I want you to notice in chapter 2. And every plant of the field, before it was in the earth, Genesis chapter 2. You there? And every plant of the field, before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field, before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. And there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely do what? You can help yourself. It's amazing how human beings want that with God. It says, don't do that with that. Don't do that. Backing up to chapter 1, you say, you're jumping around. Just follow me, please. Just follow me. I'm still in the Bible. That's right. And God, verse 21, and God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 25. And God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and every cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that what he was doing, creating, was good. And God said, you say, what does that have to do with Special Ladies Day? Stay with me. God said, 26. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them, it's amazing how that verse reads, let us make man. And then the next phrase says, let us make them, or let them have dominion over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in what? His own image. Now, I know we're not in a hurry, but I want to drop down. Verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus, or therefore, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work. Now stay with me. And God blessed the seventh day, verse 3. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And these are the generations, the heavens, of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, in the day that God made the earth and the heavens. Every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man. There was not a man. Is that in your Bible? There was not a man to do what? There was not a man to till the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Created the man, put the man in a place to live. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is in the earth, that is pleasant to look at or to the sight. And food, and good for food. That is, we don't know what kind of fire they had as far as cooking, because it doesn't give us that information. The tree of middle part of verse 9. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and of evil. Drop down to verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and did what with him? Put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I wanted you to see all that went ahead of time in these days, 5-6 days with the Lord and the creation of the earth. In verse 18, stay with me now. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. What are you going to do, God? I will make for him a helpmeet, or a suitable helper, that's good for him, that's meat for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field. Now, do you notice what the writer does? He goes from dealing with the man being created, and he goes back to talking about the earth, talking about the work that God has done in the field, creating the earth, etc., etc., etc. Verse 19, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. Don't forget what he says in verse 18. He continues creation without taking action on what he said yet. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, and in every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a suitable helper or a helper suitable for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep. Now Adam is doing all of this, but he says in 18, it's not good for him to be alone. But God keeps him busy working in the garden. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to 21 to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and God, he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he... Is that in your Bible? That's not in your Bible? Well, listen to what I read mine. And made he a woman and brought her to the man. But God, you said a long time ago, it's not good for man to be alone. Now, God says, it's time for you to have the mate. And God said, this is now bone of your bone, flesh of my... Adam said, this is my bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. Because, why? She was taken out of man. Therefore, shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. And they were not clothed, but they were not ashamed. God, what I just want you to see, created Adam before he created Eve. And he even says, it's not good for man to be alone. But yet God continued to do some more bringing forth, getting the earth more ready for the woman. It's not good for the man to be alone. Verse 22. Verse 18. That's when God made the statement. It's verse 22. So God did a lot of other work between 18 and 22. He's getting the world and Adam ready for his mate, a suitable helper. I found that to be very, very interesting. So it caused me to read over this several times. It's not good for him to be alone, but yet God did not put a man with him until he had some sense about working and could take care of his wife. Now, that was exciting to me. Now, I know it's always exciting to you. But God took his time in creating 6 days. We know about that. But when God said it's not good for him to be alone, God went ahead and still continued to do what he was doing in that creative week. And Adam still didn't have a wife until verse 21. The Lord God caused the deep sleep to fall on Adam. So even after he said it's not good for him to be alone, he continued to work. And when he decided it's time for me to give Adam a wife, he put him to sleep. I don't want any information from Adam. I'm going to do it like I've always done when I get ready to do something. So he made or created a female. Now watch this. And the Lord, verse 21. And the Lord God, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and God took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. Now, I found this interesting. When God says he needs a wife, but he doesn't give him a wife right away. That to me was strange, but it was also interesting. He wanted everything in order before he gave the man a wife. Sisters of all ages, Be careful. Make sure. When you talk about let's get married, that he has a job. He has an income. God made sure that Adam had a place to work. Because the upper verses that I did not read, God had showed him around in the garden. Had given him a job. So it's not good. It's not good to hook up with a fella that don't like work. God showed. Because when we read Genesis chapter 1, it looks like they were created at the same time. But when we come to Genesis chapter 2, God says, don't be fooling with these fellas who don't work. He gave him a job to keep the garden and give him specific information, giving him specific commandments about keeping the garden. So he's not ready to get married if he doesn't have a job. What he says, I'm between jobs. Well, you take your time and get a job, and then you come back and we'll talk. Well, I'm like, you're not saying you're not as excited as I was about when I saw this. Because when we read earlier, it seems like, because when we read chapter 1, it seemed like God made both of them at the same time. But when we come to chapter 2, God did not make both of them. He says it's not good for man to be alone. But he didn't give him a wife until about 6 verses later. Did some more work. So when he comes around and says, let's get married. You say, well, you say you work? Thank God for godly women. Now, you want me to preach another lesson? I got one. Your greatest gift to God, have you decided to follow Jesus and tell others? It means that you have heard the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, believed and repented and been added to the family of God. Now that you've been added to the family of God, the only church that the Bible speaks of, where do you go from here? The greatest proof that you can give Jesus Christ is your love to keep his commandments. Now, this is 3 pages. That's my lesson. God put Adam to work before he gave him a wife. Now, don't listen. No matter what he says, don't you get smarter than God. Oh, I'm going to get a job, knowing all the time that you have a job, so I don't have to run. You've heard the phrase, hit the road. You've heard the phrase. We want to help one another. We want to help our brothers, our men folk of all ages, to be God-ward. Doing things God's way. Now I bought my other lesson. But as I kept looking at this over and over again, you know, Genesis chapter 1 and 2, I said, no, I'm going to give them one point. God knows what to do. And he knows how to do. And even though he said it's not good for Adam to be alone, he didn't give him a wife right then. He fixed him up. And he brought her to him. The lesson is yours. Say what you will or may, the lesson is yours. You hear? You need prayer. We'll pray for you. Let me say this also, an aside, since I talked about prayer, mentioned prayer. We have one of our sisters and her I think it's a son or grandson. He'll be leaving, traveling on a trip that they need to make on foreign land. I want to ask you to pray for them, that they will have a safe journey and be successful in their efforts. But this is what I came in here, and I came in here with 3 pages of another sermon, if you say you want me to keep going. And it's entitled, Your Greatest Gift to God. You know the greatest gift, your greatest gift to God? Well, you come back sometime and I'll tell you what it is. If you need prayer, when we stand, let us know that you need prayer. If you need to make a confession, let us know that when we stand, and we'll pray for your forgiveness. And the lesson is yours. Woo! No matter what you say, the lesson is yours. God bless. Let us together stand.
Charmed by the world's dear, things that are higher,
things that are
nobler, these have alert my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest high.